All right, listen, I'm going to switch gears. Let me jump on into another dipper. Dipper number two is called financial boondoggles. What is that? What's a boondoggle? Well, we got all, so the right side, if you, any of you right side ruffians have been around long enough, you know that we have our own lexicon here. We have our own vocabulary. We have the right side appendix to the dictionary. We use words like cacistocracy. We use words like jackassery. We use words like codswallop. And we now also use boondoggle. Boondoggle is a royal screw up. Boondoggle is something that is just like a goat rodeo. It is that kind of thing that is like you're roping goats, herding cats. It ain't working out real well. It's a boondoggle. Well, let me give you some financial boondoggles that are out there right now that conservatives ought to be looking at going, that's got to get fixed, or that's got to get stopped, or that's got to get shot down. One of which, by the way, is not truly political, but yet it is. So Yellowhammer News has a story about our own Senator Tuberville, of course, with his career in coaching, even still referred to as coach quite often by his peers in the Senate. He's speaking out hard against this NIL stuff. And personally, I think that if we're not careful, NIL is going to break college football, college sports.
It already is.
Yeah, really, it already is. You're right. It's changing the lay of the land. You can be a lesser than school, but have some big money donors, and all of a sudden, NIL, you get to buy your players.
Well, there was actually a kid today that flipped from LSU to, or excuse me, this was yesterday, flipped from LSU to Michigan for $12 million.
Well, for what? For $12 million?
Allegedly. That's what sources are saying, is that Michigan won, offered him $12 million. So I would say we're about there of breaking college football. So.
Yeah. Well, Tuberville is pointing it out. It's a financial boondoggle. And what he's pointing out also is the fact that there are no penalties. There's no enforcement mechanisms. There's no strong governing body. There's nobody out there saying, this is wrong, that's unethical, and oh, by the way, this is a contract, and if you break it, there should be a penalty. Nowhere else in the world can you just throw aside a contract and walk away from it. But he points out, as a former SEC head coach himself, that NIL is in need of legislation to bring some regulatory, and I'm not even for big government regulation. I don't want government in everything that we do. But I'm going to tell you right now, this one is going to get somebody's life ruined. There's going to be somebody somewhere is going to get either A, killed, or B, financially ruined. And then you got, listen, how many 18-year-old kids do you know that can handle having a $12 million dropped into their bank account? Not many. So how do you do this? Because they're technically, some of them are still minors under the law. And as a minor, oh, by the way, they're not even allowed to enter into contracts. So who's signing for them? Do they have to go through an agent? Is the agent taking advantage of them? Do they understand that the agent gets a percentage? Are their parents acting in their best interest, or are their parents then using them as the cash cow for the family? I mean, there's so much going on here. It's a financial boondoggle. Anyway, Coach Tuberville says, Senator Tuberville says, we can do it the right way. Players can make money. We can disperse, you know, the revenue a little bit better to athletes. But then we can also try to give the opportunity for schools to build programs like we used to do, and not just haphazardly every year going out and buying new players and having pay for play. That financial boondoggle's got to get fixed.
Yeah, so that he makes a really good point of they should just change the name from name, image, and likeness, because that's not even what it is. It's not even what it was intended to be of, you know, if somebody wants to be in a commercial or be in a video game, they can make money. Now it's just NFL free agency, and they go to the highest bidder. And guys like Dave Portnoy, the Barstool owner who's a Michigan alumni, can pitch in to get $12 million to flip the top-rated recruit. And that's just not what college sports is. And you also mentioned, too, of Nick Saban's been vocal about this. There's not enough in place right now to protect the player, you know, from these agents or somebody who.
That's exactly right. Because
how are they going to know the difference? They're 18, 17 years old, and they're not NFL guys who have experienced and know how to deal with money. So they're going to trust whoever, you know, comes in and tells them what they want to hear. So there's not enough in place to protect them either. And I don't know. I really hope with Trump in office, and most importantly, a Senate majority, that they can get something done with this, because with it, I mean, he talked about Chuck Schumer wanting a union for college athletes.
Oh my gosh.
And so hopefully with a Senate majority, something can get done that would fix this.
Next topic in the financial boondoggle is now let me look to governance, because there's a lot of financial boondoggles in governance. Michigan Democrats, according to Wokespy story Dateline yesterday, Michigan Democrats are trying to hike business taxes a whopping 66%. Why? Because the teachers union wants large raises. They all want large raises. They want $20,000 a year raises. $20,000 a year added to their pay package. So there's a pro-teacher, pro-union lawmaker right now who wants to raise the state's 6% corporate income tax to 10% to spend billions more on public schools while slashing corporate subsidies. The proposal would raise the tax by 66%, and it aims to basically make historic investments so-called in schools. No, it's not. It's the teachers union demanding a raise, and they've got one of their lackeys in the legislature saying, okay, I'll run you a bill. Never mind who pays the taxes. Oh, by the way. So yeah, it's a huge potential tax increase. I don't think it's going to pass, even in a place like Michigan with someone like, you know, Gretchen Whitmer as governor saying she'll sign anything they send to her. But nonetheless, what we're looking at is it would crush business communities. It would drive businesses out of the state, for that matter, if not out of business, and give the teachers union what they want, which means better education? No. No. Actually, it doesn't mean better education. Not at all. All right, more financial boondoggles. When we get back from this break, I will tell you what's happening on jobs with Ford Motor Company. Like, lots of them. Going away. Why would that be? And then out in California, did they really just vote down a huge minimum wage increase? Why would they do that? Maybe somebody woke up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Bunch of y'all still texting in. David, I can't fix your banking, brother. I don't know what to tell you. David from Huntsville wants me to fix something to do with his credit union. Can't do that, man, but I can fix a lot of things. Thomas from Athens says, regarding NIL for these kids, why not establish at the university level a control, like a Roth IRA trust for each player, which can pay some wages or expenses to the player while they're still in school playing, but the trust is then signed over to the player when released afterwards. Coach Tuberville can push something like this. So I don't disagree with that, Thomas. I really think, especially as a minor, that they can't sign a contract like that, and they shouldn't. And when they become of the age of majority, then the question begins, are they still ready to receive the millions of dollars? But I'm not above if there's a structured mechanism in place to establish a trust in their name, okay. And then the other question I have is the portal. I think the portal is also a problem, but the portal – between the portal and the NIL, it's ruining football right now. There's no more riding for the brand. There's no more you grew up, you know. I mean, what's the guy's name that runs for Boise State right now that's doing so incredible?
Ashton Jeanty.
Ashton is just doing amazing work right now, and he's loyal to his brand.
Yep.
He said that Boise State's where he wants to stay. He's going to ride with the ones that brought him to the dance.
Said he was offered millions to leave and turned it down.
I'm certain he was. And good on him. But that's... you know, gone are the days when people were like, I grew up a Bama fan and I'm going to play for the colors that my daddy played for or whatever. It's just like, who's got more money?
Yeah. And I mean, obviously that's wrong. But if you were 18 and somebody was like, yeah, you can go to your favorite school, but I got $15 million for you. You know, any 18-year-old would say yes to that. So it needs to be changed, you know, so that's not even on the table in the first place.
And then we have to also look at things like entrapment.
Yeah.
We have to look at whether or not they were taken advantage of. How do we know for a fact that they were going to be receiving the benefit of what was promised? And then what are they bound to at that point? And when the kid sees another, like they're 19 years old, and then somebody says, I'll offer you a million more if you'll skip to this school halfway through the season. And they'll jump in the portal.
Yep.
And next thing you know, their team's looking at them sideways like, should I even throw you the ball? I'll drive your numbers back down so you can't get more money than me. I mean, it becomes this anyway, it's a mess. It's a financial boondoggle is what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
speaking of financial boondoggles, the Biden administration has raked the auto industry over the coals. Again, I am not absolutely against the idea of electric vehicles. You want an EV? Go get you one. You want to have to charge your car overnight? You do so. You want to just go ahead and take all the things that come with the electric vehicle, like range anxiety and, you know, whether or not you'll have a vehicle to drive in the event of a natural disaster? Go for it. But don't make everybody do it. And certainly don't force the auto industry to do things that it was not prepared to do because there's not a consumer base there to support it. Story here from Breitbart. Ford in Europe is slashing 4,000 jobs because of weakened EV sales. Wow. 4,000 people just lost their jobs because the industry had been forced into things in manufacturing that it truly wasn't ready for. But the powers that be had the financial boondoggle great idea to mandate things and destroy the free market. It's like the NIL. It's like the NIL of the free market system. It suddenly takes the free market and co-opts it into a government told you what is best for you and you will do that now. And next thing you know, they can't sustain it because nobody's buying it. And then they got stockpiles of inventory they can't sell. Then they've got retooled manufacturing base they can't use. And then, oh, by the way, they can't get the parts because of the supply chain screw-ups. And then they start laying people off. So yeah, 4,000 jobs are going away, according to Breitbart, as EV sales have lagged considerably in the wake of the initial honeymoon phase being over. Most of the people who wanted to rush to it's like when they release the next iPhone, there are those who will stand in line and sleep overnight outside the Apple store for the next cool thing. Then there's those of us who look at it and go, meh. And then there's some who are like, I'll wait until it proves itself for a while. And then there's those who are like, I'll wait till my phone breaks. I hear it. And there's people like me who, I have a Droid, and screw all y'all Apple phone people.
You can always tell when a new Apple's iPhone's about to come out because the battery lasts a lot less.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot less. I've noticed that lately on my phone.
Well, at least they're still private sectored right now. Yeah. All right, here's the other thing that I'll say, and as I run out of time because I'm not going to get to all the things. I mean, I'm looking at, gosh, I got a great story here about MSNBC is about to get sold off by its parent company. But how about this one? Proposition 32 in Blue, California. Blue, California. Listen, y'all, go look at that map. The red-blue map. Look at a red-blue map of California. Geographically speaking, there is more red in California now than ever before, and probably two-thirds of the state is now covered in red counties. It's just that the major population centers are still blue.
But not only that, but the next census, California is on pace to lose, I think, 4 representatives right now. And
I hate it for them.
Could be replaced by Republicans. That would help
a
lot.
I hate it for them.
Yeah.
Too bad. That being said, Californians, though, did just reject what was known as Proposition 32 in the last election cycle. Pray tell, what was that? It was a ballot referendum to allow for an $18 an hour minimum wage across the state of California. And the people woke up and said overwhelmingly, that's going to crush our businesses. That's a financial boondoggle. We are not going down that road. And so they rejected it. Prop 32 was declared defeated. And it was not like a runaway vote, but it was enough to say, we're not doing that. And I tell you right now, there are a bunch of minimum wage jobs where the bosses are going, whew, because they were trying to figure out who they're going to lay off or what businesses they were going to shut down. And then I will do this because I have, what, about 30 seconds left?
I got about 5 before the music starts. But
oh, okay. Just so you know, MSNBC's ratings fell, and Comcast is now looking at selling them off. Sorry, Joy Reid. Sorry, Joe and Mika in the morning.
Rachel Maddow.
Sorry. That's because you guys just have a horrible product. And they realize they can't make any money with it. And you did so much stuff during the election that they don't even want you anymore. Interesting. Financial boondoggle means putting all your money in the wrong place and not reading the room. All right, we're going to switch gears. Coming up next, Congressman Gary Palmer calling in to talk about Doge. We'll be right back.